basically a good opportunity to clean out your medicine cabinets and cupboards and get rid of any expired, unneeded medications, whether they're prescription or not prescription.
So it's not a good idea to keep the medication past the expiration date?
The expiration dates are put on there by the manufacturers, and that's how they're regulated and guaranteed to work up to that point. Whether they're good beyond that or not, I have no idea, or, you know, I can't promote them being used that way. You don't know if they're going to be effective or not, so why keep them?
And in terms of disposal, you know, turning your medication over to the police basically is better than flushing it down the toilet?
Yeah. You don't want to be putting them into the landfill or flushing them down the toilet. We want to keep them out of the environment. So keeping them contained and rerouting them back through this system keeps them out of our wastewater and prevents contamination. And it's only twice a year, so October and April, and this has been, I think they've done about 5 or 6 so far. So it's a good opportunity, but it is a limited time frame. So there's just this little opportunity to do this. And I think every year we get someone the day before that wants to drop them off. But we're not set up or designed to take medications back here. We're designed for dispersing them to get them to the right patients.
And you're helping get the information out about the take-back day.
That's correct, because a lot of times people come back here and they try to drop them off here, and it just doesn't work that way. So at this point, anyways, so the more I can get the word out or the more we can help facilitate this to happen. We like to see programs like this and support them.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
No, thank you very much for taking the time to come down and do this. It's important.